When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DS Quick. It's your Tuesday, April 4th edition. Got another 11-game slate on tap for you to get you going on your Tuesday couple day games, just like Monday all over again. Hope you guys had a fun Monday. It's offensive bonanzas around baseball right now, and I don't know if it's going to change anytime soon with these new rules. It's running wild. There's quick games, but there's base hits everywhere, powers up. It's wild. Wild times, especially in Boston. What is going on in Boston? Tons of them there. But before we get into that, make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDN Trick of the Podcast or rate and review on iTunes. Much appreciate it. If you're watching it on YouTube, give the old like, the thumbs up, and subscribe. That would be cool too. Find a lot of my written content at Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. The first load is $5 a month. Get the DFS cheat sheet for myself, some fab work, and much, much more for myself and Jorge Montanez, Michael Simeone, and Michael Curlin. Lots of great stuff there as well. Other written content at baseballhq.com, fantasypros.com. And, of course, my podcast, Benched with Bubba, Bubba and the Bloom. And if you're into some golf, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast is going to get you ready for the Masters this week. It's a great one. Great podcast. It was a lot of fun with Jesse this week, as usual. All right, 11-game slate. We're back to some aces on lump. Let's talk some totals here. Phillies, Yankees, 8.5. Rays, Nats, 8.5. Pirates, Red Sox, 9. Mets, Brew Crew, 8. Blue Jays, Royals, 10. Braves, Cardinals, 9. O's, Rangers, 8.5. Tigers, Ash, 7.5. Guardians, A's, 7. Angels, Mariners, 7. Rockies, Dodgers, 7.5. So you have a lot of 7s and 7.5s there. You get the high total in St. Louis, high total in Kansas City. It's a combination of rough pitching and the wind in those ballparks. So be ready for that. You got a 9 total in Boston also because, well, that's what we get between Ronzi Contreras and Nick Pavetta. So tons of fun stuff there. But we should have some offense galore, but some great pitching. Let's get into that pitching on this slate for you. Max Scherzer leads the way at 10-8 at the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Scherzer's a beast. Strikeout machine against Miami. Brew Crew opened up the floodgates on Carrasco on Monday. Carrasco's velocity is down, just a mess all around. He's blaming it on the new pitch clock. I don't know. It was rough. Rough go for Cookie. We'll see where it goes with Scherzer. I don't mind paying if you want to. I have a couple other guys I'd rather pay up for, save a few dollars, but Scherzer's a strikeout monster. You can go there if you choose. I'd rather stay 300. Go to Shane Bieber at Oco Call, assuming it's the Oakland Athletics. The A's went to pound town on Zach Plesac because that's what any baseball team will do. But then they got to Emmanuel Clase and that bull, but it's been a wild game in Oco. It's 12-10 in the 10th as I'm recording right now. Crazy stuff there. Bieber was a little weird in his first start against Seattle. Velocity was down a bit, 3 Ks over 6 shutout innings. So you got the quality innings and everything, but the strikeouts weren't there like you'd expect from Biebs. Oakland will strike out for you. So if Bieber can get it going, we're good to go. Don't mind him at 10-5. Probably a really good cash game play. Tournament upside's kind of hit and miss with him, but I don't mind it. Framber Valdez is my dog. $9,900 at home with the Detroit Tigers. Dude's going to go 6-plus innings, going to get you about a strikeout per inning. Should limit the damage more often than not. Detroit looked pretty good against Hunter Brown on Monday, which was fun to watch. The youngsters struggle a bit. You know, they need that once in a while. And to see Detroit get some offense going, but Fram to settle things down and get things back to normal. In tournament, if you want to go Luis Castillo or Luis Urias, or Julio Urias, I'm good either way with those. I prefer Framber over the two. Both can be worth a look for you in those matchups and tournaments. Again, it's a loaded pitching slate. It's almost like a game day slate. So you can make a lot of arguments here. Urias at 10-2 is just a little rich for my blood, but it's and Colorado's actually swinging decent bats right now. So I'm a little skeptical. Luis Castillo, the Angels are swinging good bats too. I'd rather go Castillo over Urias personally, but both are interesting plays. But give me Framber in that range. Now, if you want to go cheaper, it gets dicey. Like, Nick Pavetta is interesting, but I just want to stay away from Boston right now because it feels like Great American Small Park in Fenway these days. So I'll pass there. Jose Suarez would be my next guy at $7,300. I love Suarez. I might be overhyped on Suarez. One of my Bench the Bubba season previews with Daniel Preppis, he had a lot of great things to say about Suarez, what they've been talking about in the LA media, and just people that really follow the team. Like, the expectations for Suarez are outstanding. We saw signs of that at time last year. They expect him to take a big step this year. Does it happen in his first start against Seattle? Maybe not. He's a lefty. You can some Seattle right-handed bats that can thump on a lefty. So it's a GPP play at $7,300, but there is a definite upside there in that matchup. The other one I like him is the value, not good, Bob. Josh Fleming at $6,100 for Washington. We had Rasmussen just slice and dice the National. Like a lot of teams are going to do this year. The only thing with Fleming, he's $6,100, which is great. He can strike out guys from time to time, but he's a big pitch-to-contact pitcher. And that's a bummer, but at 61, you can get away with that a bit. Maybe he can get you, you know, 4 or 5 Ks over 5 or 6 innings, get you a chance for a dub, limit the damage, have fun there. So Fleming at 61, he's on the radar if you need to go cheap. Other than that, though, like Dylan Dodd's making his debut in St. Louis, that ball game is going to be an explosive most likely. Matt Strom going up at the Yanks in Yankee Stadium. I'm going to pass on that one. I am keeping my eye on Strom going forward. So weird slate. I got a bunch of great pitching up top. And I actually made the joke in the GTE Discord on Monday because there's a lot of value bats we like Luke Rayleigh double donged for 2K. A lot of other, like Tristan Casas went deep, both first baseman, though, really outfield eligibility as well. But lots of value on the side of things. We haven't really needed it because we haven't had a bunch of pitching to pay up for. We got that tonight. If you want to go Scherzer, Bieber, Framber, Urias, Castillo, any of those combos up there, like it's Bieber, Valdez. But if you want to differentiate and go for that, you can find some value pitching or hitting, I mean, and knock yourself out. Otherwise, find some punts that you might like Suarez or a few others. But it's hit and miss right now. Maybe you get some lineups, but like Heaney's a guy I'm usually interested in. But this Baltimore offense is pretty legit right now. So I'm hesitant there. Like Pivetta, the strikeout upside is tremendous. Pittsburgh didn't strike out a ton in its first series against Cincinnati. And they went to town on Cutter Crawford on Monday. So I'm not really looking to get in front of the Pittsburgh offense. It really sounds weird to say right now. So I'm paying up for pitching on this slate, unless it's Jose Suarez, more likely. All right, let's talk bats. Like I just mentioned, we should have a lot of options on this slate. At the catcher's position, if you want to fade Heaney and Adley Rutschman at 55 is quite intriguing. Otherwise, Salvi Perez had the day off on Monday. He should be back in the lineup at $4,900. Versus Yusei Kikuchi, we know we can have fun there. MJ Melendez is 6. He was deep on Monday. So two good options there. I think Philadelphia is in great shape there versus Herman. The only thing I worry about in that matchup is Herman can get the quick hook. Then you get this bullpen game, and that kind of makes your stacks go wonky once in a while. Rudy Mutual's a stud at 49. But you got like Salvi at 49, Melendez 46. Probably lean those directions if I had to choose one or the other. If Mitch Garver's in the lineup for Texas, he's 42 versus Gibson. That's a great spot. Texas against Gibson is definitely a target on this slate. Mike Zunino loves facing left-handed pitching. He's $3,800 for J.P. Sears. You want to keep on your radar for sure. If Sean Murphy's in a good spot in the lineup, I'm intrigued. But, man, it's rough. He's not even playing every day. He should play against the lefty. But Steven Matt's respectable, at least. But Sean Murphy could be a dude for you. Cheaper options, though, Alejandro Kirk versus Chris Bubik at $3,400. We want Toronto to get it going tonight, and that means Danny Jansen at 29 as well. That could be a great value catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. Danny Jansen, $2,900 versus Chris Bubik is one to have circled for your action. And then other cheapies here, I'm always a Jonah Heim guy. He didn't do much on Monday, but that's so we expect it not to happen every night. But $2,700 versus Kyle Gibson, probably at 7th in that Rangers lineup. Not a bad value there with Jonah Heim. Other than that, though, like maybe Christian Bethencourt at $2,500 versus Chad Kuhl. I like Tampa Bay to get going again against Chad Kuhl tonight. Jose Trevino, $2,400 versus Matt Strom. That could be a punt. So you have some punt catchers. If you need a little bit of value, they're definitely here. And then my usual suspects that are always down there, Yainer Diaz. If he's in the Houston lineup, he's in play. He's $2,100 versus Matt Manning. That is a really good value if you need to punt at the position. First base for you, you got Shohei is always worth looking at who he's facing. I'm not looking to target Luis Castillo. I'd rather save a few dollars like Paul Goldschmidt versus the lefty Dodd at 56. Goldie can hit anything. He can really hit those lefties. So that's one I would keep on the radar. Vladito against Bubich. Vlad stole a bag on Monday night. So that was fun watching that take place. But you can definitely look at some Vladito at 54 versus Bubich. Pete Alonso versus Wade Miley. I prefer Goldie and Vladito over Pete, but those are all options here. Now back to my Seattle has right-handed bats that can pound lefties. If you're fading Jose Suarez, Ty France at 5K is a very good tournament play. Very good tournament play. So keep an eye on that. Joey Meneses, first base outfielder for Washington, said Fleming pitches to contact. So if you're not using Fleming and for some reason you want to stack Washington, I don't know if that's the best call, but at least a one-off or two, Meneses has the power to do that at 46. I think there's better plays. Some guys I mentioned above, you got Ryan Mountcastle at 45 versus Andrew Heaney. But Meneses could be a super low tournament look there versus Josh Fleming. Wouldn't be surprised if he found Poundtown on Tuesday night. Going down to the low fours and into the 30s for you, Nathaniel Lowe, $40 for Gibson hitting third in that Texas lineup. So if you're stacking up, you could look that route. Rowdy Tellez versus Scherzer. Scherzer's good for a bomb or two. So if you one-off it with Tellez, I get it. But I don't think you have to get that cute on this slate. Going down farther, though, you know, Juan Yepes got the call back. Not sure how they're going to play that one out. Derek Hall against Domingo Germán at 26 is not too shabby. But in reality, it's I've been saying this every show because he's been this cheap or cheaper every show. Tristan Casas went deep on Monday night. The dude is a perfect GPP play, and they have not raised his price. He's $2,500. I think Ronzi Contreras is good. Ronzi Contreras has control problems, and the Pittsburgh bullpen is not great. So Tristan Casas at 25 is a really, really good value in that match. As Alec Burleson for St. Louis should get some run here with Newt Barr on the IL. He's first base outfield at 25. He's another guy to keep on your radar. Luke Rayleigh mentioned him. He double donged. He'll be much more popular on this slate. But if he's hitting cleanup again for Tampa Bay, he's first base outfield eligible at $2,300. Chad Kuhl, that's almost a lock button play at either first base or the outfield, especially to help you pay up for pitching. I'll just eat the chalk on that one. Brad Miller, if you're stacking Texas, I'd rather one off with Luke Rayleigh. If you're stacking Texas, Brad Miller's $2,200 against Kyle Gibson. That's the kind of pitcher he likes to go off on. So if you're going to look at it at tournaments, that's the dude for you if you're stacking Texas. Otherwise, if you're looking for a cheap first baseman, there's a cop for you.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Second base, Mookie Betts now has second base eligibility. That's cute. He's 6K versus Germán Marquez. But Gleyber Torres, man, a calm meal for us on Monday night. He's $4,900 versus Matt Strom. That is a really good play. It's $1,100 cheaper than Betts. I'll take the savings because we're going to need him. So Gleyber Torres, 49, is in play. Ozzie Albies loves lefties. He's $4,800. Don't mind it. I'd rather have Torres versus Strom compared to Albies versus Mats. Both be good play, though, in their matchups. Andrés Jiménez, switch hitting up there at 4,300 versus Sears is another guy to take a peek at. And Donovan crushing baseballs right now, but it's a lefty-lefty matchup. We'll see how they approach that in the lineup, but he's really having a good start to the year. He's $4,200 versus Dodd. even mind the lefty-lefty, honestly, if he's leading off. If he's down in the order, a little different, but leading off, still a fan. Isak Paredes went deep on Monday night. I'm a big Isak fan. If you listen to my Benched with Bubba podcast, talked about him a lot this preseason. He's second base, third base eligible at $3,800 for his Chad Kuhl, one of the cheaper pieces in Tampa Bay for you. Low threes into the twos. You got Brandon Lau at 34 against Chad Kuhl. Lau just sucks. A K game here and there. He will. I'll admit it. He'll have some games where like, Bubba, he's really good. The long term, he sucks. He really does. So if you want to play him and turn him to 34 in your raised stacks, sure, I get it. Do not one off with Brandon Lau. I don't care if he goes off. You can at me all you want. In the long term, it will pay off. I'll be just flat honest with you. Orlando Arcia, second base shortstop at 3K. You can look that direction. If you want Michael Massey, I've been looking to play him at $2,700 hitting fourth or fifth for the Royals. Not sure how that'll play out with Kikuchi on the bump, with Massey being a lefty, but someone to keep in mind because I don't think Kikuchi's long for that game. Bryce Terang had a monster grand slam, stolen base combo meal on Monday. He's 26 versus Scherzer. Again, not looking to target Scherzer. Miguel Vargas is only 23 versus Marquez, though. That's a good value. He walked a ton. Really good cash game plays. He gets on base and scores some runs. He hasn't shown the GPP ceiling yet, but the dude's got legit power. So the GPP is there. Right now, he's more of a cash player with GPP upside. So $2,300 for Miguel Vargas versus Germán Marquez is also a nice little value if you want to pay up for some pitching. Third base on this slate, J-Ram. I watched most of that Cleveland-Oakland game tonight, and man, that dude just rakes. This is why he was my 1B to Acuna's 1A on draft day. J-Ram is a beast. He stole a bag. He just kept getting hits, driving in runs, scoring runs. He's a monster. He's $6,100 J.P. Peters. That's totally fine. Devers went deep on Monday. He's 59 versus Rosenzi Contreras. Riley went deep. He's 56 versus Mats. I love the third base position, especially up top. It's loaded. You got Arenado, who likes lefties. He's 49 versus Dylan Dodd. That's another good spot. So J-Ram, Devers, Riley, Arenado, all really strong plays if you're going to pay up. Back to my Mariners that crush lefties. I said it on Monday against Detmers. First at-bat for Eugenio Suarez, RBI double. The dude, he can mash. He can strike out four times, but he can mash. He's 44 versus Jose Suarez. That's a little play there with Eugenio Suarez. It could be a Suarez on Suarez crime. Gunnar Henderson went deep on Monday. He's third base shortstop at 4,400 versus Heaney. So he's another play, especially if you're going to stack up Baltimore versus Heaney. Going down to the low fours, mentioned Brendan Donovan already. Matt Chapman versus Bubich at 41. Hard-hitting machine. Could be a breakout game for Toronto going up against Bubich. Chapman at 41 could be a very nice tournament play, a cheaper piece of Toronto as well. So keep him on your radar. Isak Paredes, mentioned him at 38. Cabrian Hayes, again, if you're stacking up against Pivetta, which is a totally fine thing to do, Cabrian Hayes, $37, is very, very affordable and very, very nice. Going down the low threes, you got Josh Donaldson at 32 match. I'm like, if you're stacking the Yankees, that's a nice cheap piece for someone hitting in the middle of that batting order. So not going to knock that one at all. Other than though, like Brian Anderson for Scherzer, I'd rather pass. Josh Young, though, at 26 in tournament stacks is good. So you have some cheap Texas pieces. Texas let us down on Monday. There's no hiding that. So might just lower their ownership even more in a matchup versus Gibson. So Josh Young at 26 is a really good tournament value as shortstop for you here on this slate. We got Trey Turner. You can always look at Trey, especially against Herman at 5,800. But O'Neill Cruz at 56 is juicy if paying up. O'Neill Cruz versus Nick Pivetta. Pivetta likes to throw it as hard as he can. O'Neill Cruz likes to hit it as hard as he can. It's a beautiful combination for GPP magic to take place. So O'Neill Cruz at 56, I like quite a bit if you're paying up at shortstop. Going down the save some money, I'll keep playing Bobby Witt when he's this affordable at $4,900. He had a monster game on Monday. He's going to be just fine, folks. I actually wrote him up for my writer and follower on the fantasy was. I put him as a follower because he went 0-4 on the weekend. But one of the things that stood out, and he played well on Monday, but he didn't get a hit in the opening weekend. He still walked, like, I think 25% of the time, but he had a 71.4% hard hit rate. So he was smoking the baseball. It just wasn't working yet. Bobby Witt's going to be fine. $4,900 against Kikuchi. I love Bichette at 49 even more, though. Bichette went deep Monday night. I think I've said it every show, Bichette's too cheap. Bichette should be in the mid to high fives with the rest of the crew. He's facing Chris Bubich at $4,900. Beautiful. I like Bichette the most in this range, but if you want like just a cash game dude, the floor that Wander Franco brings stealing bags and Tampa at 49 is a really good cash game play. Corey Seager's fine as well, and Gunnar Henderson at 44. So there's a lot to like in this mid fours and above at shortstop. It's loaded tonight. Bichette's my dude in this range. If you're picking one guy price wise, it's Bichette, but I like the upside of Bobby Witt. I like the GBP play and O'Neill Cruz. I like Franco for cash. Henderson in your Orioles stacks. There's a lot to like at shortstop. Now, when you go below that, it gets a little murkier. You could go Jorge Mateo versus Heaney if you think he's going to run wild. Sure. I can see the argument there in a tournament. Not going there. Anthony Volpe at 31 against Matt Strom. That's good in your Yankee stack, especially wrapping it around. He's been wild once he gets on base. So that's another one. Mentioned Bryce Terang. Not looking to target Scherzer. So you're pretty much, like most days, going to be paying up at shortstop. Outfield on 11 games, you're going to have so many options. Aaron Judge at 65 is just fine, but I love Acuna. He went deep again. Dude's a beast. Went deep again on Monday night at $6,400. Said Mullins, I believe he went. He stole a bag. I don't think he went deep. He stole them a bag on Monday night. He's just doing 6K. Got Mookie Betts at 6K. So you got a lot of expensive guys. They're expensive for the right reasons. It's pretty simple there. But if you want to save a few dollars from the big boys, Jordan Alvarez, speaking of big boys, he went deep again on Monday night. He's only $5,800 against Matt Manning. That's juicy. Schwarber, who's been quiet to start the season, 55 versus Herman with that short porch and right. I love Kyle Tucker at 55. Like a Tucker-Yordan combo is great. You're going to find a lot of savings if you want pitching, but that's a great combo versus Matt Manning. Stanton's been fuego. He's $5,400 for Strom. So a lot of really good spots to pay. Andy Rosarena at 53 for your Tampa Bay stacks. Brian Reynolds with the double dong on Monday gets Nick Pavetta at 52. Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz will make you pay for Pittsburgh. Everybody else, like Brian Hayes at 37 and some others, help you save for Pittsburgh. It's kind of a yin and a yang situation. Going below 5K, though, Masataka Yoshida went deep on Monday. Really good price tag at 49 versus Contreras. Tate Ward, again, he's 49 versus Castillo. If you want to attack that, mentioned Envy Melendez earlier. Joey Meneses, again, $4,600 could be a nice tournament at first base outfield eligibility there. Tyler O'Neill at 45 is a really good price point against the lefty Dylan Dodd. That could be a good spot for O'Neill to get a little combo meal action himself at 4,500. Adelis Garcia's 44 versus Gibson in those stacks. Adam Duvall, most look for lefties versus Contreras. That's fine. Duvall, 4,200. We know what he can do. He mashed all weekend. Don't worry about the dude's a beast. So $4,200 in your Boston stacks is in play. Going down below 4,000. Now, Riley Green had himself a game on Monday. Not looking to target Framber Valdez, but someone to keep on our radar going forward. Edward Olivares, lefty Kikuchi at 38, is a really nice piece of Kansas City. He went deep on Sunday. I believe he had the day off on Monday. So keep an eye on Olivares versus the lefty Kikuchi at 38. No. A few cheaper options as we get to the mid threes. I mentioned Seth Brown as a contrarian play. Well, he hit the two-run homer off of Clase, and he had a few other actions on Monday, so he paid off his price tag. That's the beauty of Brown and GPPs. Like I talk about Meneses and GPPs, Brown's very similar in the same matchups. Now, that was sacked by Bieber, but if you think Bieber's still broken, all right, I don't think Bieber's broken, but if you think the velocity's not there, he's not striking guys out, it's more contact profile, then it's interesting. 36, 100% interesting. I don't think you need to go there on this slate at that price point. Like if he was like 26, I'd be like, yeah, let's dance. But it's someone to keep in mind as you're building out those lineups. If you're trying to get a little different here and there, like I'd rather go $3,200 for James Outman, who had another great game and his price tag's finally coming up. That's plus, but $3,200 is still too cheap. He's hitting sixth on Monday night, gets Marquez on Tuesday. Some other ones here, Josh Lowe for Tampa Bay is only $3,100. He's playing pretty much every day versus right-handed pitching for Tampa Bay. So $3,100 for Josh Lowe is very, very solid, especially for A-Stacks. You can work that one out very well. Jose Siri at 3K versus Chad Kuhl is another cheap piece of Tampa that I like. Below 3K now, you'll have a ton of guys as lineups come out. If Bay gets to start for Pittsburgh, he's second base outfield. He's $2,800. He runs wild. So keep him. And the one other thing I'll say is the first two games of the year for Baltimore against Boston, Reese McGuire caught, and they stole 10 bags. On Sunday, Wong caught. No steals for Baltimore. I haven't checked yet. I know Wong caught on Monday. I think there's a couple steals for Pittsburgh. I think Reynolds got one and someone else. But just keep that in mind. If McGuire's catching, it just ups the Pittsburgh stolen base guys even more. So Bay at 28. Reynolds is even worth the price tag even more so. O'Neill run. It just boosts. Brian Hazel run. It makes Pittsburgh even more valuable if McGuire's behind the dish. A couple other cheapies here. Juan Pez, maybe, if he's in a lineup, see how that one plays out. Alec Burleson, the same, $2,500. Talked about him earlier for St. Louis. See where he slots in that lineup. Jake Cave has been playing a lot for Philadelphia. They keep he's DHing while Derek Hall plays first base. Cave is $2,400 versus Herman. I would only use him if you're stacking Philadelphia as a cheap piece. If you just want like cheap one-offs, I mentioned a few guys just right before him, or like Rob Rose at 24 versus Gibson. Jordan Walker at 24 versus Dylan Dodd, I think, is a great play. He's quietly playing well. He's not hitting for power yet, but he's still hitting getting a ton of hits. He's hitting the ball very hard. He's running. He has a lefty he can attack on Tuesday. So Jordan Walker at 24 is a really good value. So like I said, we're going to find value on the slate to get you pitching. Smith Enigba for Pittsburgh is $2,200. Jack Sawinski of Pittsburgh is $2,200. You're doing that Pittsburgh stack. A couple cheapies there. Like if you're not stacking, I want Jordan Walker over those two. But if you're stacking, that's two really cheap pieces in Pittsburgh. And Rosario at 22 is a really cheap piece. Not sure he plays lefty-lefty, but could be someone to look at. So there's a lot down here. Check the lineups. Like in reality, on Monday, Luke Rayleigh wasn't really on many radars. Then he came on the lineup, hit and cleanup, and boom, just escalated up the board on people we were interested in on that slate. All right, recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. You can go Scherzer if you want. You can go Scherzer, you can go Bieber, Urias, Valdez, Castillo. Any of those five if you want. My preference is Valdez 1, Bieber 2. That's where I'm sitting. And then you can mix and match from there. I'd probably go Castillo 3, Scherzer 4, Urias 5, but it's all close. Urias could be the number one either. They're all really good. Just if I had to pick two, it's Valdez and Bieber for me. Now, otherwise, it's all pretty much GPP from here on out. Like, he shut down Baltimore? Sure. He's got the talent. He showcased it with the Dodgers last year. Don't know if I trust it. Jose Suarez at 73 is very intriguing to me. I'm curious there. And then Josh Fleming, if you just want to attack Washington and hope Fleming can get a few strikeouts, sure. I just don't love the cheap pitching. And usually I can find you cheap pitchers. It's rough. It's a day of aces and then a day of, like, shoulder shrug. It's kind of a weird, weird spot here. Now, if you're stacking on this slate, St. Louis versus Dodd is very much in play. The Yankees are interesting versus Strom. Love Tampa Bay versus Cool. That's one of my favorite stacks. Houston versus Manning's on my radar. Toronto versus Kansas City and Kansas City versus Kikuchi. Like a game stack there. Let's watch the weather. But the weather was cold and wind blowing in, and I didn't care, and that ended up being like 9-5. Like, I'm cool. With those bad pitchers, we can make magic happen. So Bubik and Kikuchi can both be attacked. I really like Texas versus Gibson as well. You can have fun there. Be cool if they left the roof open, but for some reason it must be too hot in Texas in April. That's just crazy talk. Philadelphia versus Herman's not too shabby. Like Pittsburgh a lot versus Boston. So that Pittsburgh-Boston stack, probably popular though, the way they've been busting off there. So that's why I like the Kansas City-Toronto as a contrarian stack. There's some single-team stacks I already mentioned there. There's a lot of ways to go. Dodgers are always in play for K. So it's going to be a fun slate. It's going to be a fun slate like always. 11 games. We were talking about in the Discord before tonight's lock that it was a wide-open slate, and it was 100% a wide-open slate. Look at that offense. It was everywhere. And then the pitching was, you know, you had Rasmussen, but the rest of it was kind of a lot of one-off type. It was different pitching. So it's a fun world in this different dynamic right now with more offense, more speed. Some great pitchers still pitch great, but if you're mediocre or below, you get exposed quickly. And then the bullpens are kind of having to adapt. It's an interesting dynamic right now in baseball, which makes DFS really, really interesting. Where, like, I'm going to keep looking at it, and maybe it's not heavy stacks, it's small stacks, it's home run hunting. We'll have to see. Obviously, if you heavy stack the big game, you're doing fine. But if there's a ton of big games, and you can find values like one-offs with Luke Rayleigh and stuff to go with, like, your Acuna, Riley's, and stuff like that, you get Albie's home runs or something, and get the Pittsburgh stacks. You know what I'm trying to say? There's a lot of ways to go now with all this offense. We'll keep an eye on that, and I'll be in the Discord for Gaining the Edge talking about it. So it'll be a lot of fun there. But that'll wrap us up. 11 games in the book for you on a Tuesday. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDAndrew. But more importantly, I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Discord. So if you want to become a member over at Gaining the Edge, go to patreon.com/GTE Fantasy, my daily cheat sheet Monday through Friday, plus tons of other great content, streamers, pitching streamers, hitting streamers, relief pitcher work, all kinds of awesome stuff from the crew over there. Check that out. Plus the Discord is just an active, fun community. Written content, Fantasy Pros Baseball HQ, podcast, obviously Quick Hits, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, always pressing PGA DFS podcast, probably for some stuff, but it's cool. Just follow me on Twitter. I'll tweet it all out for you there. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday. This was your MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 4th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.